Okay, today we're going to do Daf Yud Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off with the words Ve'elamai on the top line of Daf Yud Amud Beis. We were in the middle of discussing how to count the years of Arla. We know for the first 3 years after you plant a tree, the produce is Arla. But how do those years count? Meaning, let's say you planted a tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, 20 days before Rosh Hashanah, 40 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we had a braisa that told us that if it's within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, that year will not count as year one. But if it's more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that year will count as year one. And we pointed out that there is a machlokes tanaim in general, whether yom echad bashana is chashuv kashana, or shloshim yom bashana is chashuv kashana. Is 1 day of a year count as a whole year, or is it only 30 days of a year that count as a full year? So the Gemara says, ve'elamai, what do we want to say? That the Bryce is going like Rabbi Eliezer, shloshim u'shloshim by, meaning Rabbi Lazar, who says that you need 30 days to count as a whole year. So why would it be enough to count the first year of Arla? If you planted 30 days in advance, you should have had to plant 60 days in advance, because it takes 30 days just for the thing to take root. And then once the tree takes root, then you could start the cheshbon of 30 days to count for the first year. Ditnan, ein notin vein mavrichin vein markivin erev shviyus, pachos mishoshim yom pnei Rosh Hashanah. On the year before Shemitah, you're not supposed to plant or graft a tree because it's going to take a while to take root in the ground, and it may do so during Shemitah if you plant within 30 days. And if you did so, you have to uproot it from the ground, because it's considered that it was planted be'isr during Shemitah. Rabbi Yudah says, no, it only takes 3 days for a grafting to take root. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Shtei Shabbosos, that it actually takes 2 weeks. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's our kasha. Vamrim Nachman Maravua, Lidivriya Omer Shloshim, Sarich Shloshim, Ushloshim. If you hold that you need 30 days for it to take root, so then you should need 30 days plus 30 days. 30 days for it to take root plus another 30 days for Tosefes Shviyas, because you're not even allowed to plant within 30 days of Shemitah because of Tosefes Shviyas. And therefore, you really have to plant it 60 days in advance. That no matter what you hold in terms of the amount of time it takes for the plant to take root, you need 30 days on top of that in order to avoid any Shemitah violations. So you need to plant in advance of Shemitah 30 days plus however much time it takes to take root. And even if you want to say that the Braisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Zman of the Klita is only 3 days, and that's why we mention that you don't need 60 days, well, Shlosha u'shloshim bayi, at the very least, then you should need 33 days, not 30 days. Elul Yolam, says Gemara, Rabbi Meir. Really, we're assuming like Rabbi Meir that Yom Echad Bashana counts as a whole year, and you don't need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in order for it to count as a year. Kika Amar Shloshim Leklita. The reason why you need 30 days in advance is because that's how it that's how long it takes for it to actually take root. But then we should say that you need 31 days. So Gemara says, "Kasaver yom shloshim olu l'kan l'kan." We hold that day 30 can count in both directions. It can count as a day of klita, and it can count as the Yom Echad Bashana that's Chashuv Kishana. So the Gemara had initially thought that our Braisa that says you need 30 days before the year to count as the first year of Arla is Dafka not going like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds Yom Echad Bashana is Chashuv Kishana. But now the Gemara is saying Dafka is going like Rav Meir, because if you didn't hold like Rav Meir, you would need 60 days for it to count as the first year of Arla. So I guess that's the main point. Initially, we thought that if you hold that 30 days, you need to plant, that the Braisa says you need to plant 30 days in advance for it to count as the first year of Arla, 30 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah, for it to count as the first year of Arla, is Dafka not going like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir would hold 1 day is good enough. Now we're saying it Dafka is going like Rav Meir, because if it was 30 days that you need to count as a full year, you would have had to plant 60 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah, because it takes 30 days just in order for it to take root. So says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a source from the Machlok Shemer of Lazar if Yom Echad Bashana is Chashuv Kishana or if you need 30 days. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnein Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darshan, they both learn their shitos from the same pasuk that it says with regard to the Mabul. Vayhi Ba'achas V'Sheshmer Hashanah B'Rishon V'Echad HaChodesh. That's when the water started to dry up. And the Rav Meir Safar mida akati yom echad hu da'ail bashana, from the fact that it's only one day into the 601st year, the kakari leshana, and yet we call that a year. Shvamini yom echad bashana chashushana. We see that one day is called a year. The idach, and Rav Lazar would say iksiv b'sheish meos va'achas shana kidekamrit. If would have said 601 year, then I would say you're correct. But Hashuziksiv ba'achas v'sheish meos shana, it says shana right next to the sheish meos, not next to the achas. So we darshin shana a sheish meos ka'i. Then the word year is going on sheish meos. Umay achas aschalta da'achas ka'amar. And what does the Torah mean when it says ba'achas, if it's not considered amongst the years? It's telling us that this happened at the beginning of the 601st year, but it's still not considered a full year when you're only one day into the year. Rabbi Eliezer, my time. What's the source of Rabbi Eliezer that 30 days counts as a year? Dichsiv, the very same pasuk, Barishon be'echad chodesh, the first month and the first day of that month. Midakati yomecher da'il bechodesh, from the fact that even though the month is only one day old, kakari lechodesh, and we call that a month, the Torah calls it a month, shvamina yomecha b'chodesh chashav chodesh, what we see is that one day of a month counts as a full month. The yomecha b'chodesh, midyomecha b'chodesh chashav chodesh, shloshim yom b'shana chashav b'shana. So if one unit in a month counts as a whole month, one unit in a year should count as a whole year. The unit with which we count months is days, and the unit with which we count years is months. So if one day of a month counts as a month, one month of a year should count as a year. The chodesh l'mnuyav. The chodesh is counted because the chodesh l'mnuyav, v'shana l'mnuyaha, that each one is by its individual units that are counted. So we'll make that a main point. The machlokas, whether yom echad bashana counts as a year, or you need shloshim yom bashana to count as a year, both opinions are based on a pasuk by the Mabul. One opinion says that one day into the 601st year already counts as the 601st year. And the other opinion says if one day of a month counts as a month, then one month of a year should count as a year. But certainly not one day of a year, just one month of a year. As Hashem, we will start from Michlal de Travayu next. Actually, let's just finish it up. Michlal de Travayu, Svir Luhu Benisa Nivra Olam. But it seems that both opinions, Rav Meir and Rav Lazar, hold that the world was created in Nisan, and that's from Chodesh Nisan that we begin to count the years of creation. That's why we bring a raya. Barishon be'echad chodesh is, even though it's only one day old, the year is only one day old, it counts as a full year. Because if it was B'tishrei Nivra Olam, and that's what we're counting the years of the Mabul from Tishrei, so how would we learn from there that Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashav Shana? Maybe Barishon be'echad chodesh means Nisan, because Nisan we always refer to as the first month, and therefore the Mabul actually extended an extra half a year. So maybe it's Shisha Chadashim counts as a year. So the whole premise of this discussion that we just had is that B'Nisan Nivra Olam, and therefore when we talk about that which is happening on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're talking about the beginning of a new year. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll get into that discussion of B'Nisan Nivra Olam versus B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam.